Ksuvos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ksuvos Bavli, Daf Lamed Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Tes Zayin, Amed Beis, in the middle of the page on the 16th line, Nosan Bahoshia. Nosan Bahoshia Omar Kan Benara Vakan Babegeris. Nosan Bahoshia comes to give a second answer to the contradiction between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Makos. Here, our Mishnah discusses a Nara, there, the Mishnah in Makos discusses a Begeris. Now yesh la knas ve'ein la makos begeres yesh la makos ve'ein la knas ve'ein la boishes upagam. And now, the case of a nara, he receives a fine, but there are no lashes. A begeres has lashes, but in her case, there's no fine and no boishes and pagam. Rabbanon de kisarin amrin tipote shesei shepitata shemacholay. And the third answer is Rabbanon of Kisaron. They say the case that he has lashes is when he enticed her until she pardoned him. Boishes and Pagam. V'savah nasan v'ahoshia b'mokim makos v'tashlumim mishalim v'ein aloike. Nasan v'ahoshia holds that in the case of lashes and money, he pays and he does not receive lashes. V'ilakiv yishalim, well, he should be lashed and paid. K'dei yishasoi, mishum mishachas atamachayvoi, v'yatamachayvoi, mishum shtei v'shoyis. Now, because the phrase of the pasuk is k'dei yishasoi, as we explained, you obligate him for one evil, you don't obligate him for two evils. Yishalem b'lo yelake, ke'edim zimim, k'mad v'tema, tamon, be'edim zimim, mishalem v'ein loikin, v'hacha, mishalem v'ein loike. The Gemara asks where he should pay and not be lashed like edim zimim. Just like you say there that edim zimim pay and are lashed, here you should pay and not be lashed. Am Rav Yoina, time of Nosan b'hoshia, k'dei v'shasei, eshem ha'kosev yotzis k'dei v'shasei, yadzezeh sha'imim loy amoid v'shalim. Rav Yoina answers that Rav Nosan b'hoshia expounded k'dei v'shasei, it says, Vehipilu hashofet v'yiko, one whose lashes fulfill all the punishment due for his evil, it excludes this person that we tell him, go and pay.